Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
You're done next week, Skittles! Ruby takes to the rainbow on Friday!
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
We are just a few weeks away from WrestleMania.
Now, you can do that better.
Please.
To WrestleMania!
Very good.
That's where the hell have you been?
I'll give them this, wow. Okay? Because I've been shitting on the card.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you this. Except for two or three matches, I don't think we know for sure who's winning these matches. So at least there's that.
Maybe
right?
You don't.
Well,
You're not the What's Wrong With Wrestling pay-per-view prediction champion. Wait, of course you wouldn't know.
You're the one who always loses it at WrestleMania. Yes. So you wouldn't know either.
You are literally the HBK of this show.
WrestleMania! I lose all the time.
Hold on. HBK win his first two WrestleMania matches?
Probably not.
You missed a great opportunity to go... What is he saying?
That's high praise.
That's high praise.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Shawn Michaels.
I wish I was Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
Well, so you guys are excited for Mania, huh? You guys are excited?
Yeah. Wow. You fucking mark.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
It's different when you're there.
You know, we solidified, two more matches this week? Or
Solidified,
announced.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to top last year's WrestleMania.
Oh, God.
Only because
you guys don't have May this year.
Well, maybe.
Hey, there's a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You know, they called me. They said, hey, you want to wrestle Brock Lesnar? And I told them what I told Vince 20 years ago. I said,
Hell no.
Who's going over?
Right. Yeah.
And they said, Brock. And I said, you can go to hell.
Yeah. How great would it be if Miz just came out like, I'm the host of WrestleMania. And then the glass breaks and he gets stunned.
Sure.
And then Stone Cold's the host. Yeah.
Sure.
Why not?
Why wouldn't they do that?
Correct.
Damn it, Eric.
Why wouldn't he do that?
Yeah. Well,
right.
For like $100,000 to come out and say like three.
I'll do it for $2.
Yeah, right.
Right. You'll pay $2?
I will pay $2.
Yeah, same.
He might. You never know.
You never know.
That's why you go to WrestleMania.
That's right.
Because anything can happen.
Right. Anything can happen. They could pull me out of the crowd. Be like, we need you to host. We know you do a podcast.
Miz is dead. We got to do something.
Where's the crickets button?
This year, it's Eric Slamilton.
Yeah.
Hello?
That was crickets.
Doomsday? Nothing? What's wrong with wrestling?
Yeah.
Everything.
No, it's a podcast. Who said that?
God damn it, Joe.
Yeah, last year we had Stone Cold on both nights.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we did. Yeah.
You can't complain about the shows this week because it had a lot of Sammy. It had some KO. It had a lot of Cody, and it had some Cena.
Right.
And both shows ended very, very well.
Right.
Of course, there's plenty of filler. It's 5 hours. But, we're building. Sure. We're building a story, and the main story is still the best story.
The SmackDown ratings, they're almost pre-COVID level.
Oh,
I mean, you know, it's...
Is it good or bad?
It's good. Oh, like, before COVID, they were averaging, 2.9.
Oh, wow.
And right now, they're at, this last week was 2.45 million.
Oh.
So they're close to those pre-COVID
numbers. How's AEW doing?
Lately, between 800,000 to a million.
Okay.
Eric has chosen a side.
Right. So Vince has purchased the Nielsen company.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's right.
Where else would these ratings be going? I guess because it's getting close to WrestleMania.
Of course. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is getting close to Mania, but I mean, they are hot right now.
They are.
When's the last time WWE had a baby face you could actually believe in? And I'm not talking necessarily about Cody, but Not that Sammy's going to be the main event or anything, but like a babyface as big as Sammy.
I'll see your question and I'll raise you.
Yes.
When is the last time that they had a storyline that you were this invested in?
Yeah.
Where you have to watch because you don't know what twist or turn is going to happen.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is the best story.
Yeah.
Sammy's the biggest babyface since Daniel Bryan.
Sure.
In terms of like the fact that everyone loves him. Because you could say John Cena, but the women and the children loved John Cena, whereas the men hated John Cena.
John Cena.
Everyone loved Daniel Bryan, and everyone loves Sami Zayn.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's where we're at right now. That's why
it's huge.
WWE is so hot. And if they do sign MJF next year, AEW might be only on YouTube.
2024. I think I said it back in the day.
Yeah.
I said, I'll give this company like 7 years.
Sure.
Only because they're funded by a billionaire.
Right.
And they could run forever if they wanted to.
Yeah.
But even billionaires go, look, son, we're shutting it down.
Yeah.
Or Vince will buy it for peanuts.
Yeah. We're going to reveal our new patrons of the week. But if you are a patron or if you're going to join, go listen to or watch the AEW Revolution pay-per-view recap that me and Josh did. The MJF Bryan Danielson Iron Man match was fucking incredible.
It was insane.
It's one of the best matches I've ever seen.
Did Meltzer rate it yet? Since it's not a WWE match,
I don't know. I don't.
17? Is he up to 17 stars?
I hope so.
It was great.
No, MJF threw that liquor on a kid. He lost a star.
Oh, he lost his card.
What?
Oh my God. Fuck. At that point, I was like, fuck that guy. I want Bryan Danielson to win.
But was he planting the seed? Because she was wearing an Adam Cole shirt.
Ooh.
Well, he's a real life heel. I mean, he's living the gimmick.
He is.
For sure.
Right.
He's incredible.
I like someone can be a complete asshole and you're like, wow, he's really a heel.
Yeah.
He bled a lot. And Moxley bled a lot.
Well, Moxley always does.
Right.
But this, I felt like it was like pouring out in this match.
Like, if you want to beat Moxley, why not just challenge him to a first blood match?
Right.
There were more good matches at Revolution than there usually are for an AEW pay-per-view 3.
Yeah.
There were 3 good matches.
And there was actually less matches, right?
Because of the Iron Man match. But yeah.
Right, yeah.
What's your third favorite? And then I'll stop.
Well, so I don't even like Moxley Page.
Oh, you didn't?
So I'm not even counting that. Like, it was just a bloodbath with no story.
A Texas street fight in California.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. No, Jericho, Ricky Starks was good. Jericho was actually good for once because he's been sucky for a while. And then Christian Cage versus Jungle Boy was also really good.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anyways, got to thank some new patrons this week. Thank you to Anton Julio de Simon. I hope I pronounced that right.
I think you nailed it.
I tried. And then thank you to Steven Jones, who did a year sub.
What? Cha-ching.
Okay.
And thank you to Jonathan Smith, who also did a year sub.
What? Cha-ching.
Yes.
Thank you.
So to you guys, Steven and Jonathan.
I love you.
Yeah right. Yeah.
Well, from all of them. With wrestling
to
universe.
All of the Patreons.
Of course. Because
technically the ones that don't do a year sub pay more. So thank you to you as well.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So fuck you, Steven and Jonathan, actually.
Safe, and with that, we are three more closer to our 1,000.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
Where Andrew will shave his head. Live.
What?
From Tune Up Richmond.
Lastly?
No.
Look, I will do it. We're at over 800 right now, so it's going to take a lot, but I've always said I'll do it.
Yeah. The Kurt Angle, how he got his head shaved story is going around.
It is. I saw that too.
The internet, where he's like, Vince was just joking with Edge. Edge thought it was him the whole time. Until the morning of the pay-per-view. And so when it was Edge's time to shave Kurt, he didn't know what the hell he was doing.
He was using the razor wrong.
Yeah, he was using like upside down. I was like, oh, I never heard that. That's pretty funny.
Kurt was like, it hurt like hell.
Kurt, you're going bald. It's time to have a hair versus hair match. It's like, oh, okay.
I love the wrestling helmet with the wig under it.
Yeah
that was so funny.
Classic.
Yeah, so go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. Or you could save a few bucks like Jonathan and Steven did. You know, be smart like them.
Yeah. Thrifty.
We got weekly AEW recaps, all the brackets that you could ever need. What was the last bracket we did?
Oh, we just did one.
Yeah. Best manager slash valet slash bodyguard of all time.
Yes.
We actually figured out who's the best of each category and then decided an overall winner. Yeah. So
we did that work for you.
We did. It was a lot
for
of fun.
Your entertainment.
Go check it out.
And then I threw out an idea for this month.
Uh-huh.
Is that going to be able to happen, or are we going to...
I don't remember what you told me, so let's talk after the show, and you can remind me.
Okay.
A little hint? A little nugget?
It was a game?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, yeah, we'll discuss it.
Probably, that would be great, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so SmackDown opens with the Bloodline. We got Roman Reigns, Jimmy Uso, Solo Sikoa, and Paul Heyman making their way to the ring.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C. acknowledges their tribal chief.
Sure, sure.
But then the music hits. And out walks Cody Rhodes.
My father said something, something, Cody Rhodes.
That's right. And Cody tells Roman, I came out here to have a conversation with my WrestleMania opponent, so I don't see the need for your compatriots to be out here with you, and unless you have a reason why you need them here.
Yeah. Ooh. Good, reverse psychology, Cody.
Right.
It worked.
Yeah. So Roman tells his boys to leave, and then he...
Right.
And then Roman drops both championships on the mat and says, so what do you want to talk about?
Oh, that let me tell you something.
Phenomenal.
This awesome. Might have been my favorite Roman.
He was so good.
Like,
he was.
That, the way he ended it, oh my God, it was great.
It was great. Yeah. Start to
Roman,
finish.
This you know whole segment. Roman's at his height of like being good on the mic as a bad guy.
Right.
They'll probably take that away from us soon.
Like, I feel like he could never go back to being a good guy because he wouldn't know what to say.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to be an asshole.
What? Yeah,
if you know, the Bloodline gets taken down at Mania, which we all assume.
Yeah.
I think they should all go away until When is SummerSlam? Is it going to be in August?
Let's
assume August. Yeah.
Beginning of August.
Beginning of August?
Let's assume.
We already have the date. Yes. So, yes. Okay, whatever. They should just stay away and not return until like a month before SummerSlam.
Mm. Right.
And all return together and be like this, you know, like the massive stable is back. And maybe they get their rematches or whatever. And
be
then,
a huge pop if they're gone that long.
And like
their music hits.
And then you have SummerSlam. The Usos win the tag titles back from whoever. Right? I mean, we don't need a long KO Sammy tag team title reign. We really, you know, not that
not
long.
Not really.
But like, let's say they win the titles back. Solo wins the US or the IC, whatever.
Right.
And like, you're building up this paper. You're like, holy fuck, Roman's going to win the fucking thing back. But then Roman loses. Hmm. And then Roman's the only guy in the Bloodline without a belt.
Title. Yeah. Ah.
Yeah. And then you go from there where maybe it's a Triple H situation where he starts murdering everyone in the Bloodline like right. Triple H did in Evolution. Or they all fucking turn on him and they're like, you're not up to snuff anymore. And
we're tired of your
fucking
shit.
Fucking kick Roman right. Reigns out. It would also make him a huge babyface by doing that.
Of course.
It would. Like,
and it would make Jey Uso the best heel in the company at that point too.
Right.
Or whoever takes over.
Yeah.
I'm assuming him.
So there you go, Trips and Vince. I just gave you 6 months worth of booking right there.
Yeah, wow.
There
you go. I don't know what you do with everyone else till SummerSlam, but you'll figure it out.
That's what's important.
Right.
I really like, again, like we said, this whole segment was great, and I have a bunch of audio clips, but let's start with Cody.
For some, you have become this impossible mountain to climb, but that's kind of my thing. Really, if you think about it, he can't be any more than Randy's understudy. There's no way that Cody will survive Stardust. Goalpost moved again. There's no way that 10,000 people would pay to see me and my buddy's little indie show. And ever since then, the goalposts have continuously moved, and I continuously punch it through the uprights. So for everybody else, Roman Reigns might be impossible. Just not for me.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
All right.
I did like the me and my friends little indie show.
Yeah.
AEW.
Right. Right.
Well, it was the pre AEW show, right? That
right.
He's talking about.
Yeah, that was like, the all in. Out.
Yeah.
All in.
Yeah.
Like, which Tony Khan still helped out for that, by the way.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He flew Chris Jericho because Jericho had a concert, and then he made a surprise appearance at All In. That's when he dressed up as Pentagon Jr.
Oh
yeah.
And he was like, yeah, Tony Khan flew me in his private jet so I can get there on time.
Wow.
So He did help a little bit, and then after he was like, all right, let's do it. So Roman points to his belt on the mat, and he says, have you ever won that one? Have you ever even competed for one of these? Mm. Have you been the main event of WrestleMania? Because I've done did all those things.
He did say it like that.
Thank you. Yes. He says, I've been groomed ever since I was a little boy, not just by my own father, but by your father, too.
Oh, his father groomed him?
Roman then...
Just groomed.
Roman then does possibly the worst Dusty Rhodes impression.
Yeah.
And I wish he wouldn't have, because for those 5 seconds there, he looked like the dorky Roman Reigns.
He was goofy, yeah.
Cut those
sucker
Jack
and succotash son.
The Jack and the Beanstalk promos. Right, right. I was like, oh. Yeah.
Like, I almost wanted to believe, like, maybe he's doing it bad on purpose.
No, he's not an impressionist. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? So, but no, Roman recovered, and he was great here as well.
And we would talk for hours, and we would talk about everything. Literally everything. A lot of, to be honest, it was a lot about, like, right now, what's going on in my life. I mean,
So he's talking about how what him and Dusty Rhodes used to talk about.
Right. About these main events, about being the guy, being the face of the company, main eventing WrestleManias. He called it all before. My God. He was the best. He really was. Hey. You want to know what he used to always say about you?
Dramatic pause.
Nothing.
Oh.
Ow.
Ow. Never said anything ever about you. At least not when I was with him. I don't know about maybe when Seth was in there, or Kevin Owens, or Becky. Maybe he talked about you all the time. But when I was in there, it was like you did not exist.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ouch. Roman also tells Cody, I know he's not here anymore, but just know this. If there's anything that he didn't teach you, I will.
Jake?
Oh. Yeah, right.
Bust a nut. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Right.
And then Cody was like...
He just ran off crying.
Basically. Right.
Yeah.
Roman sticks out his hand, and Cody gets all fired up.
If that's the truth, then the truth is one of the fabled Dusty's kids is better than Dusty's actual kid. If that's the truth, then the truth is you are the son that he always wanted. And that changes absolutely everything, because it's not just a dream, it's not just an urge or a want or a desire or some story that needs to be finished. This becomes a necessity. You say I don't exist, I have to exist, and the only way that I can exist is by beating you at WrestleMania.
Yeah, they love it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So Cody says, may the better man win, and they shake hands. No fighting. They, you know, Roman just leaves. And
they're both very professional.
Roman's even looking at, you know, like the way Roman, this was a great starting point for the two of them.
Right.
And,
agreed.
You know, Roman just shaking his hand and walking off like, yeah, you know, like it almost seems like he really feels bad for Cody. Like, you know,
yeah,
your father loved me more. Sorry.
Right. Right.
So,
which is a great story in of itself. And just to be, you know, it's almost like the, good luck, kid. You're gonna need it.
Yeah.
You know, like one of those.
I'm on top of the world. You came out of nowhere. You're certainly not beating me.
Right. You came from, you know, you and your friend's little indie show.
And when you tell a narcissist, may the better man win, the narcissist be like, oh, okay, yeah.
Me. I will.
I will.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The narcissist.
The narcissist. Oh,
God, just stop, please.
Apologies.
Why? I still want to know why.
Yeah.
The narcissist. Why did he do that?
He'd never heard of that word before. He read it. I can sound it.
He pulled a Josh.
And the editor's like, I don't know this word either. Just do it. That sounds right to me.
Narcissist. All right, next up we've got Rhea Ripley versus Liv Morgan. This match was actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really like this match. Liv went for a suicide dive and Ripley punched her in midair. And then Liv just was like, I'll just break my nose. Landed face first on the fucking floor.
That was insane.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Rhea yelling into the camera about Charlotte before they went to commercial. That was a nice touch.
Yeah.
Later, Liv jumped off the top rope and hit Rhea with a code breaker, but not before doing the suck it chop. Then Liv jumped off the top rope again, but Rhea countered with a powerbomb.
The way that Rhea sold that fucking code breaker.
Yeah.
Like, insane. Like, Miro selling the RKO.
No,
you
know? Seriously. Like, that's almost too good to kick out of.
Right, yeah.
That's a great move.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Liv jumps off. Rhea counters with the powerbomb. She hits the riptide, and then that's not all. She makes Liv tap to the cloverleaf.
Which, I guess, is new to her arsenal.
No.
Yeah, I mean, she's done it for years, slaps the ass.
She's been doing it.
Yeah?
Remember, she always slaps the girl's butt when she does it?
Remember there was like a slow-mo?
How do I not remember that?
I know, right?
Jesus. There was a years ago in NXT, there's like a slow-mo video that went around of she had Io in it, and then she slapped Io's ass while she had her in the cloverleaf.
She's done it a lot to a lot of different
Joe's
people.
Like, I'm on it, I'm on it, I'm on it.
It's in Joe's camera roll.
It's in my camera roll. You mean this?
Yes. Yes.
Right after she won, they cut to a little girl in the crowd crying.
That was kind of funny.
And like the mother's like got the biggest smile on her face.
Yeah.
But the little girl's crying.
Because she knew like, well, we're on TV. She's crying. We're going backstage. Yeah, and they did.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, Rhea Ripley threw some alcohol on my child.
Right. Yeah.
By the way, we heard about how... You mentioned, you know, earlier, but how MJF threw, it was tequila that he threw on the kid.
Yeah. The mom just water. Drinking a straight glass
so
of
wait,
tequila.
Who's the real heel here? Is it MJF or the mom drinking straight tequila?
Where did she even
with
get that
with her, like, 10-year-old?
Jesus.
Yeah, right. The tequila was a plant.
How bad has this been, like, publicly? Like, is it a bad, like...
The usual, like, people bitch on Twitter. That's about it.
The family didn't do anything?
I mean, they took them backstage after the show. They got the kid to meet all the wrestlers, and apparently they gave them tickets to Dynamite and everything.
Yeah,
but no, I mean, I said it on the Revolution recap. I was like, if that was me and MJF threw alcohol on my son, I'd have to do something. Like, I'd have to attack him.
But I also
like,
you know
he assaulted my son. Like,
yeah,
I also know you wouldn't have a glass of tequila.
That's true. But even if it was water and he threw it on my son and my son got emotional, like, you'd have to, as a man, you'd have to do something.
You'd have to.
Right. And it's like, what do you mean? I was defending my son. Right. He assaulted my son.
Right. That's, my ticket doesn't make me part of the show. You guys are very fucking clear on that.
Yeah.
You know?
I think in that moment, MJF, because he, like, lightly did, like, he just, I think it's just fucking with his head that he's, because he's being a heel 100% of the time.
Yeah.
It's like you are what, you know, like you become that.
You are what you eat.
Yeah.
Heels.
It's you like, crossed the line.
Can you comment on that?
Right.
They've said it before, you know, like they're like Brian Pillman. He lived the gimmick and he became the gimmick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
And that's
why
MJF is the best, but it's like, fuck, man. Jesus.
Never go full Pillman.
Never go full Benoit.
Ooh, oh, Jesus.
No. Ew,
wow.
Too far. Too soon.
Well, then that guys, mom and son are lucky.
I found it on a platform that we don't share because we share most of the Instagram stuff. There was
The Elmo thing?
No.
Okay.
The Anakin scene where he draws his lightsaber on the younglings.
Right.
Someone did that to the Benoit theme. I was like,
I saw one.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I forgot if I sent it to you guys or if you guys have seen it, but it's like, it just shows, it's zooming in on Elmo during Sesame Street, and he's just kind of like standing there and like looking at the camera, but then like they added Benoit's theme, and like, and it was like when you come home and
wasn't
the,
it Oscar the Grouch?
No, it was Elmo. Oh, it was this Elmo. One. And it was something like when you come home and to your wife and she's just nagging you the whole night and... Because like the puppet next to him was just like... and Elmo was just like...
And like an inanimate object, like when it's zooming in, it's so great. Especially a Muppet. Like I always do the thing where like, you know, the Muppet's walking and then like they see you and it kind of shakes.
Yeah.
As it turns to you.
Right.
And then just stares at you.
Right.
It's inanimate, but I love it. It's so creepy and it's so great.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
When your wife does this.
It was great.
That's so good. Pretty sure I've seen it, but that's...
Yeah, I think you have.
That's amazing. We're going to have to look it up.
I'm sure it's been around for years.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah. I'll show you guys after, because
it's so good.
I have it saved.
Oh, it hurts me.
Oh, you have it saved?
Yeah, I'll show you later. Just remind me after the show. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But all right, so to recap again, Rhea wins. Backstage, Santos, you have it.
Whatever, just show us later. It's so good. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's on TikTok. It's on
TikTok. All right, might as well now. What does the caption say?
Chris Benoit staring at his family on June 20th.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the same. That wasn't the same meme.
But he's not moving. I think the joke was that she was nagging him anyway in the show. Oh, my God, that's too good.
Right.
That's
wow.
So backstage.
It's the perfect music.
It really is. Backstage, Santos Escobar tells Dominic, you know, Ray should have punched you in the face last week. But since he can't, I will. If you're the man you say you are, you'll meet me out there. And then he blows mommy a kiss.
Oh, I thought
God, how dare you?
I thought you were going to leave out the kiss part.
Yeah.
He just blows mommy.
Blows mommy.
Yeah.
So we've got Santos.
Mommy
Escobar.
Blows best.
Yeah.
Santos Escobar versus Dominic Mysterio.
So did that.
That's a great. Yeah. Anyways.
What?
We
Google
got,
it, kids.
Yeah. All right. We got Ripley in Dominic's corner and Rey Mysterio. Mask in Escobar's corner.
Right. I can't go out there with you.
The soul.
Take my mask.
Yeah. So Dominic pulled out brass knuckles to distract the ref while Rhea gave Escobar the riptide outside the ring. And then Dominic hit the frog splash for the win.
Mm-hmm.
After the match, Dominic ripped the mask while Escobar cried.
Correct.
Then Rey comes out and Dominic once again begs his father to hit him. But Ray won't, so Dominic knocks him down with a cheap shot.
Didn't his dad beat the shit out of him during Christmas?
No.
No? No,
he beat up his dad.
Yeah, he is always beating up
his dad. There was another one where he tried to crash.
Well, they did Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah.
And Ray got his ass kicked on Christmas.
Get out of here, Dominic!
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then
Dominic beat him up for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, good present.
Yeah.
So, obviously, they're going to have a match at Mania. And maybe Ray will save it for Mania. Like, I'm going to beat you at Mania and not punch him until Mania, probably.
Right, right.
Son, you mean more to me than anything. Well, anything but WrestleMania.
Yeah. But it's
where
like,
I will defeat you because I'm getting paid.
I guess since Escobar is acting like a face for these 2 weeks, he can't be with his group and he can't be with Vega, right?
Right,
right.
So that's unfortunate.
Maybe he'll be the referee. I don't know.
God,
maybe it'll be Dom and Priest versus Rey and Escobar. That way they get Priest on the show
during the Bad Bunny concert.
Correct.
Right. And then Rey doesn't have to hit him till the last move or something.
Right, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Drew McIntyre. Drew says, I still don't have a WrestleMania match. And he calls out Gunther. He's like, I'd like to kick the schnitzel, whatever the fuck he said.
Yeah,
it was so lame.
Schnitzel.
However, Sheamus comes out. And he's pissed at Drew because he wants the Intercontinental Championship. Sheamus calls Drew a backstabbing bastard. And Drew's like, okay, well, you want to be honest? You had your shot at the IC title and you lost.
Twice.
Twice.
Yeah, facts.
So then LA Knight comes out.
Yeah.
Because he wants a shot at the title.
Yeah.
And people, you know, posted a video of the pop he got when he came out. Because it was big, but you can't trust any pop nowadays now that they have the Thunderdome stuff that they've used. And they continue to still use.
Fair. Yeah.
Like, I saw some people stand up, but overall, it was like people weren't moving, so was this pop even real? But okay.
Right.
Some people love this guy. Hey.
Eh.
Then the New Day come out, and they make fun of LA Knight. And then Karrion Kross comes out with Scarlett, and everyone starts fighting. Drew could have attacked Sheamus. But instead, he dove onto the New Day and LA Knight. And then Kross stood tall after throwing Sheamus into the ring post. And this coming episode of SmackDown, there's going to be a fatal five-way to decide who faces Gunther at WrestleMania. That's Kofi, not Xavier Woods. Xavier Woods is just, you know, there.
But I thought he's a Kofi got now. Injured in that.
Oh, did he?
I think so.
You heard that after the fact?
Yeah.
Well, then maybe Woods will take his place if he's legit injured.
But I'm fine with that.
Oh, my God. Woods beating Gunther for the IC title at Mania?
Yeah, there's no way that's...
Come on! Do it, do it, do it. You should do it. You should do
I mean,
it.
I like that this match is happening because I hope it's you know, obviously it's going to be Drew, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't want it to be Drew and Sheamus.
Right.
So I'm hoping Drew, this match concludes all that.
If it's Drew, it's probably a coin toss winner. If it's a triple threat, it's Gunther all the way.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, yeah, God, do not add Sheamus to this. I'm no. hoping this Fatal 5-Way decides it once and for all. Mm-mm. You know?
It won't.
Yeah, thanks. Next up, we've got Tegan Nox versus Shayna Baszler. This was supposed to be Ronda versus Tegan. Remember, you're going to taste the rainbow Skittles and all that.
Right, right.
Gross. But she came out with her arm in her black belt. She used her black belt as a sling.
Mm. Cool.
And the reports are that she's legit hurt. And they're not sure, you know, how ready she's going to be for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So that's something to be concerned about. Yeah. If you want to see Ronda Rousey wrestle.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Yeah. That's why you should be concerned.
Yeah. But Shayna dominated and made Tegan tap to the armbar. And Natalia was there.
No. So she this like, automatically loses the letter grade.
She said, didn't hey. Do much. Right.
Yeah.
And that was
with her stupid hat.
Yeah. What the fuck was that?
Hey, cats. Or something like that.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Bobby Lashley, and Michael Cole's like, what? It must be WrestleMania season.
Yeah.
It's like no. for a wild card.
What's it? What? Hold it. What's he doing on SmackDown?
Right. It must be any day of the week.
Correct.
It's a wild card.
Come on, Michael.
Must be any other show.
So Lashley calls out Bray Wyatt, but Uncle Howdy.
Uncle Touchy.
Uncle Touchy. Howdy Uncle Saudi. Attacks him from behind, and Lashley gives Uncle Howdy a spine buster and sets up for the spear, but the lights go off and on, and Uncle Howdy disappears.
Oh. He depped.
And that's
he learned
all,
how to dip.
That's all we got.
Yep.
For the whole week.
That progresses that story.
That's it. Man, this is gonna suck. Seriously, since Bray's been back, the return was great. There's been a couple of good segments, but overall... it's pretty fucking bad.
Guys. Hey, guys, they have to save it for the Mountain Dew Code Red match.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So close.
It's like, you know, when he was around and the Fiend thing, and we all hated it.
Yeah.
Hated
and
it.
And then he left.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, my God, he's coming back. He's coming back. And then he came back. And then you saw all three of us. We all marked out.
Yeah.
And he's back. And now we're doing the same shit. And by now, we all know it's Bo Dallas. Everyone knows it's Bo Dallas. So it's not like that reveal is going to be anything.
Right.
Right.
Because it's not like Bo Dallas was a huge star to begin with. It'll right. be cool. Like, okay, yeah, Bo Dallas, of course.
Yes, his brother. Cool.
But like, they have to, like, if I
they waited
know.
Too long and they now we're just bored of it.
I don't know
now we're just bored
if the payoff is going to be worth it, because if the payoff is Bray, Bo, Alexa, and Liv all in the ring together, that's kind of what we expect.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You could have curveballed us by now.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
Yeah.
You dragged it out, and now we've lost interest.
Like, unless they've wanted you to think it's Bo this whole time, and it's not.
Yeah.
I don't know who else it could be, though.
Dijak.
Dijak. Ryback.
Oh, God.
It's like the shortest guy. No, I mean, it'd have to be someone huge if it's not Bo
right.
Dallas. Because even though we know it's Bo Dallas, we still want it kind of to be Bo Dallas, right? Because we like
that. Yeah, it's just like, I just don't know if the payoff is going to be worth all of this.
Right.
That's what
right,
I'm worried
right.
about.
Right.
You know? So, we'll see. Next up, we've got the main event of SmackDown, Solo Sikoa versus Sami Zayn with Jimmy Uso ringside. Sami goes for the Helluva kick, but Jimmy pulls Solo out of the way. Right in front of the
right
ref.
Right in front of the ref. Yeah.
Who did nothing about
saw
it.
Saw all of it.
Yeah.
He saw all of it.
It's like, that's not my job.
Or she. I think it was a she.
She. Right she. After that, Solo beat Sammy with the Samoan spike. After the match, Jimmy and Solo put the chair over Sammy's head and they set up for the spot. But Sammy gets up, throws the chair at Solo and hits Jimmy with a Helluva kick.
Helluva kick.
And then Solo gets up and Sammy retreats to the crowd to end SmackDown.
Yep.
So...
Sammy taking the L.
Yeah.
But I guess, who cares?
It's yeah. one he, it's one he can take.
Yeah, I guess. They're right. really protecting Solo.
Yeah. I mean, Solo hasn't been pinned or submitted. He's lost by DQ.
Right.
Just like on Raw.
Yeah.
Raw opens with Kevin Owens versus Solo. Jimmy Uso came out mid-match. KO hit a Swanton off the top rope and went for the pin. That's where Jimmy breaks it up for the DQ.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. When has KO ever won with a Swanton?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Solo's eaten so many stunners lately. Like, yeah. Why not eat a stunner?
Right.
Though? Yeah.
And even when he eats a stunner, he gets right back up.
Right.
Which is so fucking annoying.
No cell Sokoa.
Big Show went down with a fucking stunner, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Seriously.
So Solo and Jimmy beat up Owens, and they're about to put him through the announce table, but Sammy makes the save, and Sammy fends them off, and they retreat after he grabs a chair, and then Owens rolls in the ring. He's sitting at the turnbuckle, and Sammy reaches a hand out, but Owens denies him once again.
Mm. Owens just rolls out of the ring. I loved it.
Yeah. Sammy later finds Owens backstage, and he's like, you know, the only way to take down the bloodline is together. Forever. Together forever. Yeah. KO says, maybe you should go back to Roman. Apologize. He'll take you back. Just leave me out of it. And he walks away.
Oh, so sad.
So, you know, it's got to happen soon.
They've really thrown us for a loop here.
Sure.
I know. How many more weeks? How many more Raws?
Yeah.
Two, three?
Probably not. It's probably got to be like the next one after what happens at the end of this show.
Right.
Next up, we've got Carmella versus Bianca Belair. Backstage before the match, Carmella and Chelsea Green were making fun of Adam Pearce, and Pearce started walking in their direction, but then saw them and turned around. And
kind of funny.
It's probably the best thing he's ever done.
That's the best thing he's
correct. Done. Yeah.
So Chelsea was in Carmella's corner for the match, but Belair still won with the KOD.
Yeah.
After the match, they both attack Belair, but then Asuka came out and make the save and spit in Chelsea's face.
All I could think about was like the first Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Where Dr. Evil's like, how do you like my quasi-futuristic clothing?
Right.
You know, they were wearing like the all silver.
Right.
Yeah.
So after that, Asuka and Belair just stare at each other.
Yeah.
Awkwardly for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
They went to commercial, came back, went to commercial.
Still
there.
Staring.
It was so fucking awkward.
Yeah.
And I imagine it's going to be a tag match next week.
Asuka didn't they already announced Belair versus...
Oh, it's Belair versus Green.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe the week after that.
When the fuck is Asuka going to jizz in Belair's face?
When they tag in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's hard. It's taking too long.
Right.
You need some bit. There's no build right now.
Andrew's like, it's taking too long. I need that jizz now.
I got a bust.
Face jizz.
I got blue jizz. Blue balls over this.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Next up, we've got Miz TV with his guests.
Logan. Oh, because they're blue.
No. Hey-o.
Logan Paul and Seth Rollins on Miz TV. Boston was singing Seth's song.
Forever.
And Miz did his When My Hand Goes Up bullshit.
Yeah.
And Seth covered Miz's mic. That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But then Logan Paul, finally leaning into the heel stuff,
yeah,
said, hey, Boston, this segment has a time limit, so shut up.
Great. That's funny.
So it's, you know, at least he's understanding now that he needs to be a heel.
He is, or they are.
Right.
The writers.
Yeah. So Seth is ready to fight, but Logan Paul says, I don't fight for free, especially in Boston. Miz says, I'm the host of WrestleMania. I can make that match happen. And Seth's like, yeah.
Really?
You can pull some strings and get it done. Let's go right now. And he throws Miz out of the ring.
That's funny.
It was good. Goes after Paul. And then Miz gets back in the ring, attacks Seth. Seth gives Miz a super kick, and then Logan knocks Seth out with one lucky punch, and Seth sold that punch like it was Mike Tyson legit knocking him out.
Yeah,
right.
He went down like a ragdoll.
He sold that better than Shawn Michaels actually getting hit by Mike Tyson.
Right. Right.
I mean, yeah, Shawn was able to go down back first. Seth went down face first, and it was like, holy shit.
I love when you're a boxer, just, you know, and now that's your thing. Like, Big Show had literally a mitt for a hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when he made a fist, yeah, it's probably going to knock you out in real life.
Right.
But like, when Logan is wrestling and he just does like a couple of punches and kicks, are you dead? You right. just go
yeah.
down?
Yeah. Is right, that the right, same right. thing? Yeah. No, Big yeah. Show, his fist was probably like the size of like a regular duck, not like a Sugarland duck, but like a regular duck.
Well, yeah, about that. but anyway, yeah. So it's like, when is this lucky punch? Does he have to kind of rev up for it?
Nope.
Does he have to Logan up for
nope.
it? No.
Nope.
He just fucking did it.
The one lucky
hey,
punch.
Joe.
Boom.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's all.
Seth has a glass jaw. What are you going to do?
Glass jaw.
Glass jaw.
What are you going to do?
Glass jaw.
But yeah, Seth sold it well. That's like, you know, when you watch boxing, you're like, well, that, you know, that was a fixed fight. And it's like, yeah, but the guy went down face first. He didn't even break his fall.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that was Seth.
Right.
It was really good.
Because, like, it's really hard to go fall down face first like that because it's just, you know, your body's natural reaction is to break your fall. So
yeah, to catch yourself.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Then next up, we have Omos versus Dolph Ziggler. Yeah.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
No.
Look, Dolph Ziggler.
Good shit. Yeah, well, you know, he loved it.
For
he
years.
This match.
For years. Has prided himself in being able to make anyone look good.
Right. Yeah.
He failed here.
Well,
he could not make Omos look good.
Don't you blame Dolph.
Yeah, Dolph, you fucked up.
Yeah.
Dolph often lost in 40 seconds.
Sure. Yeah,
this guy's a two-time Grand Slam champion in
Correct.
WWE.
He is.
One of two.
Mm-hmm.
And he loses in 30 seconds.
And Mustafa Ali got Ziggler this match because he's an asshole.
Sure. That's his gimmick, asshole.
Ali was in the front row sarcastically rooting for Dolph. Mustafa Ali, his new gimmick is basically he's just Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Right. He's just the heel Seth Rollins.
Correct.
Except he's not Seth Rollins.
Right.
He doesn't have the personality of Seth Rollins.
They just keep changing this guy.
He's not a visionary.
Heel.
He's not a revolutionary.
No.
Right.
He's Mustafa Ali.
He's like a Play-Doh wrestler.
He's just looking for retribution.
That's right.
Because of retribution.
By the way, the guy in that video, that was me. Wow, what a great reveal.
Yeah, right.
Thanks.
Yeah, we know. Who gives a fuck?
Next up, we've got Finn Balor versus Johnny Gargano. Did you like this match? Did you like it? Go watch the NXT one. It was better.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is an episode on TV. But hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, except when his fucking music hits, I want to fucking throw up. Bad. It's like someone doing karaoke of the real song.
Right. Aww.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Fucking
on our Rumble video, I'm like, who is this, Andrew? I don't know who this is.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? And then you see the Johnny symbol.
So we've got Dexter Lumis and Judgment Day ringside. It's funny how we had Johnny being Dexter's manager, and now Dexter's Johnny's manager.
Sure.
Right. Dexter does nothing.
Or bodyguard.
He's worthless.
Is he a bodyguard or a manager?
He'll make the next bracket.
He's nothing.
So he's a valet.
Yes, he's a valet. He's just there.
A valet with an axe.
You just look at him. So Balor sets up for the coup de grace, but then Edge's music hits.
You think you know me.
Judgment Day heads for the stage, but Edge comes out from the crowd and pushes Balor off the top rope.
Yeah.
And then Gargano hits Balor with one final beat for the win.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Edge spears Balor for good measure after the match.
Right. I had a dream that Christian came back and him and Edge fought Balor and Priest at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
That could be cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
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 Cage's contract's up after this past
Probably. Game.
I mean, he got buried alive.
He did.
So
he's
I was
gone.
Questioning whether he's still going to be around there or not.
Some of us listen to the AEW pay-per-view recaps.
Wow.
Yeah. So, we'll see about that. But, Gargano's been racking up wins.
Yes. Yeah.
So what is he going to do at WrestleMania?
No, this was his moment.
This was his WrestleMania.
Beating a guy that's going to be at WrestleMania is his WrestleMania moment.
Right.
Correct.
Or he'll win the battle. Sorry, can you... Well, I tried to I say it.
The battle rule.
I don't think they're doing him anymore.
I don't think so either.
No, maybe they brought it back to give guys like Johnny a win.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter. Yeah, Johnny's going to win a battle royal. Sure.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Karrion Kross.
Sorry.
Karrion Kross.
You're good. I don't think they're doing it.
Mm-mm.
They didn't do it last year.
He's got to do something.
Yeah, does he?
No.
Next up, we have Nikki Cross versus Piper Niven. Nikki attacked Piper before the bell. But Piper still won 30 seconds later.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
With what a maneuver.
Whatever. You know, she'll be interesting again when Sanity returns at the Raw after Mania.
Yeah.
Book it. Count on it.
Dano.
Backstage, Dana. We got Rick Boogs trying to lift a semi-truck.
I didn't like any of this.
What is this?
I guess he watched Braun Strowman do it.
He's like a fucking cartoon character.
Yeah.
I was kind of starting to like him and like the fact that Elias was going heel again.
Yeah,
I hate all of this.
This sucks.
This was dumb.
They should make like Rick Boogs like the new Rick Rude.
Oh, maybe.
That would be a great gimmick for him.
And then they incorporate like literally my least favorite wrestler on the roster right now.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this whole thing is an award nominee.
Elias tells Boogs, go tell Bronson Reed I want to fight you. So Boogs walks up and tells Reed that Elias wants to fight him. And then Reed tells Elias, oh, you want to fight me? It's your funeral. See you next week.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's basically just...
comedy bullshit!
Yeah.
Is it, though?
And Elias will lose.
Of course he will. This segment wasn't completely worthless.
Oh?
Because in the background, Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens were having a little chat.
You think right. Cody's going to be the one to bring them together?
Maybe.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, it's obviously going to be some sort of, like, you know, team up where it's
within
like,
the next like
where
couple
all
weeks,
the titles are on.
I don't know about that.
The line?
No, probably next week or the week after. It's going to be Cody, Sammy, yeah, and
sure.
KO
sure.
versus the Usos and Solo.
Yeah,
that's sure. Probably at some point that's going to happen. But yeah, you know, little seeds, obviously. Yeah. Then we've got John Cena returning to Raw.
Do, 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 do.
Man, this was underwhelming.
You know why it was underwhelming?
Because Austin Theory sucks.
Because he fucking sucks.
Yeah.
He's not the guy.
No.
You can't pick a guy.
The whole segment was John Cena saying, you're not ready, you're not the guy, and he's right.
Yeah.
It's not like a joke.
Right.
And it's not like when Theory beats Cena at WrestleMania, and you're like, well, he's the guy, I guess.
No. He's ready.
He sucks. He can't talk on the mic. He's fucking boring.
Yeah.
He has no charisma.
Just because he looks like John Cena does not mean he's the next John Cena.
Theory is a good in-ring wrestler, but he's got no charisma. None. And he tries to have some, but he can't do it.
And he fudges his lines, and it's just horrible. It's just bad.
Austin Theory immediately interrupts, challenges Cena to a match at WrestleMania, but Cena says no, no one cares about you, and basically says everything that we've been saying about Theory. Yeah. So thank you, John Cena, for listening to the show.
Yeah, thank you, John. Biggest supporter.
And Theory says, oh, is John Cena giving up? Oh, a hustle lawyer, you know, never give up. What happened to that? Don't meet your heroes. And he also mentions Cena's bald spot. So Cena shows us, and I don't know why he had to do that. Cena says, I'd rather be bald than have fake crowd noises piped in for my matches.
Oh,
wow.
Damn.
Too real.
Yeah.
You really are a dumb son of a bitch. You aren't ready. But now you got them involved, and he asked them if they want to see a match, and of course these fucking marks say yes.
Mm, I know, right?
And then Cena, they should have been like, no, we want someone better.
Yeah. Right.
Anyone else? Hey.
Someone better for Cena.
Anyone else? Right.
Gargano anyone. Versus Cena. There you go.
Anybody. Ooh. Flip up, like, you know, pull it at random. Some out of names out of a hat. So Cena tells Theory, you don't have it here, here, and especially here. And then he taps Theory's dick.
He gives him a little.
He's like, later, dickless.
And Cena's like, you have to really work on that one. Little penis.
Yeah, because he felt it.
Yeah. So I guess he has to go get one of those Swiss-made penis enlargement pumps.
Yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, Cena, it's not mine.
Cena, I'm doing like what you said.
And there's a book written, this kind of thing is my bag. Baby.
My Swedish-made penis pump and me.
So Cena walks to the stage and he says, you know, you don't deserve to be at WrestleMania, but Boston deserves to see someone that does. Ladies and gentlemen, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. And Cody comes out and he and Cena hug, and Cena raises Cody's arm to tell everyone this is the guy.
This is the guy,
Here he is.
Just like Rock did for him, eventually.
He'll probably come back at Money in the Bank to fight him, just to give another nice win.
Sure, probably. Next up, we've got Chad Gable versus Baron Corbin. This match happened because Corbin thought the Maximum Male Models were checking him out, even though they were faced the opposite direction from Corbin.
Yeah.
He walks up. They're clearly not looking at you.
Right.
Once again, the blocking is terrible. They were actually checking out Otis, who now Massey and Mansoir are just busting nuts over.
Just busting
everywhere. At first, they were like, what the fuck, Max? Now they're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. Oh, man, I can't wait to suck that thing. So Maxine tells Corbin to take out Chad Gable, and she'll consider him for Maximum Male Models.
Why?
Long story short, or not really, 30 seconds, Corbin taps to the ankle lock.
How low can he go? How low can he go?
So,
how low can he go?
Yeah.
Remember when Corbin was winning this feud and he was Shorty G?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I know.
Shorty G.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, how the mighty.
You're short, you idiot.
The only possible silver lining is that maybe bum-ass Corbin is back.
Please.
Is that a silver lining?
Well, I mean, you know. I'm just saying, like, that was our favorite version.
It was.
I thought you were going to say the only good way to come out of all this is to form a stable with the Maximum Male Models.
Oh, good God. Well, that's going to
At least it's a stable.
No.
Cut his microphone.
No. Maybe I will.
You know what? Retribution.
5 minute timeout.
Retribution was bad. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Next up, we have another WrestleMania movie parody. Hey!
Ooh.
Hey, the first two sucked. Maybe the third one.
The first one was an all bad. Just the ending.
Yes, if you like a girl talking like this.
It's fucking stupid.
Open your man cave. Hey, and like, Seth, I'll suck your day.
All it was Seth dancing like the Joker. It wasn't a sketch until Becky showed up. That's when the sketch began, and right. It was terrible.
Mm.
And we have another bad one. We've got Ms. Maurice parodying Top Gun, and she grabs his balls, and he spanks her ass. Ha, ha, ha!
And then she goes, Miz, I want to grab your balls. No? That was not that one? All right.
She's like, oh, you balls? And he's like, yeah, ass. And then, we're playing volleyball. I call shirts.
Because
he wants to see your tits, I guess. But it sucks.
He's married.
And then he's flying the plane. He's like, you look good, WrestleMania. What?
Get out of here.
What are you looking at?
Right.
If you were ever going to rehire us, WWE, it should be for these.
They're
we
so
can make them ourselves.
Bad.
Yeah, they're really bad.
What movie would you parody?
Bad.
I don't know. Any of them. All of the ones they did only make them better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to keep seeing the old ones, too. Like the fucking Titanic one.
Oh, yeah. Drop my phone in the ocean. Burp, 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 burp. Oh, SpaghettiOs.
They didn't have phones back then. Get it?
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
And by the way, Belair is the worst actress in that thing. She has no idea. It's like she doesn't even know what she's saying in that Titanic parody.
Is this the... I'm the EST. Is this the boatist?
Yeah.
No?
Next up, we have an... so dumb.
The boatist.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from the new women tag champs. Yeah. Becky and Lita come out. They celebrate their big win from last week. And then Trish Stratus comes out, and she congratulates them. And then Damage Control comes out, and Bayley talks some trash. And
a lot of leather pants in the ring.
This is where we are reminded of how horrendous Trish Stratus is and always has been on the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was lost here. This goes on forever.
Yeah.
Finally, she challenges them to a 3-on-3 match at WrestleMania, but the crowd is so bored and lost, there's no pop for it.
Right.
Like, so nothing.
Say, you know how I was retired? Well, I was retired.
Yeah. I can go from I am retired to I was retired, which, you know, I think she said that before.
Yeah,
I think the
so.
Charlotte feud.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, yeah, Bayley accepts the match. Trish and Lita throw Io and Dakota out of the ring, and the three of them start beating up Bayley. But Io and Dakota pull Bayley out of the ring. This whole thing was flat as hell. It sucked.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, Fightful had that rumor last week that Trish was going to turn heel on them, and clearly that's not happening. But
right. It could during the match.
We'll see.
Yeah, but I
then
wanted...
that wouldn't make any sense, because then why would Trish help them win the tag titles the week prior?
Yeah. You
know, right. Yeah. Also, like, this why sucks. Not make this for the titles? Like, make this for the titles.
Maybe they will.
Yeah. You know, why doesn't Bayley say that? Yeah, okay, we'll do this if you put up those titles in this 3-on-3, because no one gives a shit.
Right. Correct.
And they should have just said
Freebird
yes.
rules.
Whatever. Doesn't even matter. Just sure. It's wrestling. No rules. fuck Freebird. No rules.
Yeah, right.
We'll see what they do.
Well, you know, it wasn't flat as hell.
Mm.
Bayley. Her ace.
Oh, good very lord. Nice ace.
Good lord.
The ant has a good ace.
Someone sent me a meme of Bayley's ass, and then to the left of it, it's Gunther about to do a chop.
Right.
But it's like towards her ass.
Yeah, it's great.
Pretty good.
Very nice.
Main event, we got Sami Zayn versus Jimmy Uso. Solo Sikoa got ejected, but Jey Uso came out from the crowd and started cheering on his brother. However, seeing Jay distracted Jimmy, and Sami won the match with a roll up.
Wow,
the only roll-up, huh? Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
After the match, Jay gets in the ring. He gets face-to-face with his brother.
This went on a little long?
He puts his hands on him.
Yeah.
You know, like, but then he walks away from him.
Yeah.
Jay leaves the ring.
He chose.
He stands in front of Sammy. He tells him, I trust you. And give... okay.
I thought he said, I choose you. No, I'm serious.
Like he's a Pokemon?
No, I thought
he said two things.
Like, I'll choose you.
He
choose
said
you.
Two things. He might have said, I choose you first. I just know he said, I trust you the second time.
His penis opens up to accept Sammy's.
God.
like Avatar. They touched tips.
Correct.
That's called that's called docking.
Became one. Oh, docking stations. That's how the Mormons do it. No, soaking. Yeah, soaking, I believe.
That's different, but yeah, soaking is okay.
Yes. Oh, docking.
Soaking is where, because you're Mormon, you're not allowed to actually have sex. So in order to have sex, you have your friend jump on the bed. You put the penis in, and they jump on the bed so that the penis starts moving in and out of the vagina. But you're not doing anything. It's just because someone's jumping on the bed.
And then God, the Almighty, goes,
Lashley?
I see what you did
there. God goes, safe! Right.
That is all fine by me.
Right.
Your dick is in her, but this is good because you're not moving. Your friends are moving, you dumb fucks. It's a satan!
Sorry. That's my good.
All right, so to recap. All right, back to reality.
Nope.
Oh, there goes gravity.
Never.
Got him.
Yeah. Got him.
So
Andrew's having so much fun.
So Jay chooses Sammy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He chooses him.
Yes.
We the ones. He puts his penis in his penis.
Yeah. He docked it.
And together they both throw up the ones. Jay and Sammy throw up the ones. The place is going insane.
They're absolutely losing their fucking minds.
Because they're all
minds.
Fucking marks.
Yeah.
And they can't tell what's happening next.
Right.
Jimmy Uso has collapsed to his knees.
Yeah.
Sammy Jay slowly is moving further away from Sammy.
He's doing the Shawn Michaels thing.
Right. Hey, Marty. Hey, go over there. He literally was pushing Marty Jannetty away from him.
Yeah.
Sammy tells Jimmy it's not too late. But then Jay super kicks Sammy in the face. The whole fucking place. Oh!
Right. And Sammy sold the shit out of it. He flies into the barricade.
You gotta.
Yeah, you have to. And it was so good.
And then they show Jimmy and his, the smile that he gives right after that.
Oh my God, that was so good.
Jay tosses Sammy in the ring.
And Jay screams, this is some family shit. And
he's like, you think I'd really choose you?
You think I was going to choose you?
And the shit goes over the airwaves.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Jay tosses Sammy in the ring. Solo runs back out. The three of them start beating up Sammy. You think maybe this is where Kevin Owens comes in.
Right.
But this moment's too big to have another big moment.
Yeah.
Jay betraying Sammy, finally choosing a side, is big enough to end the show.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. But then Cody Rhodes runs out for the save, and the bloodline retreats.
Even though it's still 3-on-2.
It's 3-on... Yeah, I mean, Sammy's down. It's really 3-on-1.
Yeah.
Well, but, it's like, don't hit him. Roman said, excuses.
Cody's...
Good kayfabe answer.
Cody's the guy, so you don't fuck with him.
Yeah.
So, good ending to Raw.
Yeah.
And now it's time for awards.
Yeah.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Karrion Kross's shirt. What was up with that?
What's up with that?
Okay.
I had Mustafa with his Seth Rollins impression.
Okay. I'll go with Natalya and her stupid hat.
Mm. All right.
Best dressed?
I had Bayley.
But you like that ass.
I do.
He did like that ass. I had Liv.
Yeah. I'd live as well. Mm. Worst acting?
I had Ali. Mustafa Ali.
I had Trish Stratus.
Okay. Oh, right, man. Right. And I had Lashley. All acceptable.
Right.
Yeah. Best acting?
I had Jey Uso.
I mean, look, that was a great, great segment, but Roman is the best I've heard him on the mic ever. I'm going Roman.
I got Roman.
All right.
Worst comment?
There really wasn't any...
I have one.
Okay.
Yeah, so Michael Cole during the Dominic Mysterio stuff. He hates Dominic.
Yeah.
Like, you're such a brat. I can't believe it. He goes, I have never seen anything out of the ordinary in the way Ray was a father to Dominic. I'm sorry, did you grow up with them? Mm-hmm. Were you in their household?
He said, I've known Dominic since the day he was born.
Yeah.
You were there.
He was there in that
room. Michael Cole delivered the child.
I mean, what was Michael, 12 when he was born?
Right. Also, Michael not there for when... The custody of his son was literally on the line.
Yeah. You put your son up, you sick fuck.
Yeah.
That's probably what he's referring to.
Right.
I was on up for grabs, Dad.
Yeah.
I'm always for picking Michael Cole for worst comments, so that's fine.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Sweep it.
Best comment?
If there is anything he didn't teach you,
I will. If there's anything he didn't teach you, I will.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sweep that. And if I had a second option, I would say Roman saying, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, that was good too.
Worst match.
Knox versus Baszler.
That is correct.
Sweep it.
Super slow-mo.
Ziggler, Omos.
That is correct.
Sweep it.
Best match.
Gargano, Balor.
I went KO solo.
Okay.
But yeah, these are decent matches.
I went Ripley Live.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Good.
Worst move.
Piper Niven's finisher.
Oh, they botched it.
Yeah. Even Corey said, yikes.
That's right.
Sweep it.
Yeah, sweep it. Yeah. Best move.
Rhea selling the code breaker.
You got to go with the J super kick. The kick her and round the world, I think.
Yeah, you could.
It's a great move.
For me, that's something else.
More of a
move. I went Seth selling Logan Paul's punch.
Mm. Okay.
Nice. Worst moment or segment?
Asuka and Chelsea. And
yeah, that
Carmella.
Wasn't great.
I had damage control and Becky and Lita and Trish.
I had Corbin in the models.
Yeah.
Get rid of that, please.
Best moment?
Oh.
The end of Raw.
The super kick.
Yeah. The super kick, yeah. That whole thing.
Jay chooses family.
Family. Great family. Storytelling.
Wonderful.
All right, on to breaking news.
Breaking off a piece of that.
So WWE confirmed the reports from last week. They are doing the King and Queen of the Ring pay-per-view in Saudi Arabia on May 27th.
Of course.
So I got Logan Paul winning the King of the Ring tournament.
All right.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right on that.
I'm going to say Xavier Woods because they forgot that he won it last year.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Nice try there. And then for women, I got Charlotte because she's going to lose at Mania and they'll give this to her to do something if she doesn't just go away again, you know, for a 20th plastic surgery.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but it's like, if that's really all that pay-per-view is going to be, like, they're not going to defend the championship there. It's because they said the King of the Ring tournament will be that pay-per-view, like the whole tournament.
Yeah, but you'll have qualifying matches. They can do like 8, which is...
I'm saying if that's the case, then it has to be Logan Paul or some, like, you know what I mean? Like, something like that.
Sure. I can see him.
Because it's not
going to
just be,
him.
Like, mid-carders.
It's got to be Logan Paul at this point.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it. It has to be. It's a perfect thing for him to win right now. Or in 2 months.
There wasn't much for news. Did you have anything, Eric?
I did. It looks like the tradition of casting a wrestler to voice Rocksteady of the Ninja Turtles is keeping in with tradition.
Right.
Seth Rogen. They dropped the trailer. Then they announced the voice cast. John Cena is going to be the voice.
So tell us what we're talking about first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. The Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem movie.
Yeah.
That where Seth Rogen's like a producer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why another reboot?
Why not?
It's a cartoon. It's not live action.
Right.
It's just a cartoon.
But they've done a lot of those, though.
John Cena's going to voice Rocksteady. And Seth Rogen's going to voice Bebop.
Yeah.
And they're going to get high.
Probably. High, right. And then they're not going to be friends. They'll be friends again.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
Smoke a lot of ganja.
No.
The fuck? All right, let's go to rumors.
Yeah.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So Dave Meltzer, Fightful, everyone reported that Vince McMahon was backstage at Raw.
Yeah.
Which is the first time he's been to a taping since he forced his way back into his own company.
Right, yeah.
PW Insider said he was there primarily to talk to John Cena. They said he wasn't... They said he was at Gorilla, but he wasn't running the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But obviously we know who booked Lesnar and Omos.
Correct. Yeah, for sure.
Also, speaking of that, PW Insider reports that the reason why Brock Lesnar versus Bray Wyatt isn't happening at WrestleMania is because Brock Lesnar turned it down because he doesn't like Bray's supernatural gimmick.
He doesn't like gimmicks.
No, I can see that. Yeah, he doesn't want... He's more of a fighter.
Like, Lesnar's a fighter. Yeah. It's all about, you know, like, when you watch Brock, you could be like, oh, that's real. He's really beating that person up.
Right.
Where if you do the Bray Wyatt thing, you know, it's, oh, I'm disappearing on you.
He gets to choose that, though? Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's in his contract. It's Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Do whatever he wants.
Apparently he also
Or I'll just won't do WrestleMania.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Apparently he turned down a match with Bray a few years ago when he had the Wyatt family too. So
no, remember they that was advertised and then they threw in Eric Rowan to job to him.
Yeah.
Like that was a thing, yeah. I remember all that. That's why I was like, oh my god, we're finally getting the match, and then no.
Yeah.
We're never gonna get the match. And it's almost like, okay, then how about you just don't do any of the spooky shit and the supernatural stuff, and then just be Bray Wyatt. Just be who you were.
And that's fine.
When you had the Hawaiian shirt, just do that, because that's been better than anything else. When you had legit good matches.
Right.
Like Bray Wyatt was such a good fucking in-ring wrestler, and now it's all just about the gimmick and no-selling, and you know?
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
Any other rumors?
So, I guess FTR showed up at Revolution.
Yeah.
So, killing the rumors that they were coming to WWE.
Right.
And I guess that was all just a storyline.
Well, not a storyline, just a troll fan on Twitter. Troll,
yeah, right.
Or social media.
Right. And then also, Stand and Deliver, is that the WrestleMania NXT show?
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
The night before? Well, we found out tonight what Johnny Gargano's doing at WrestleMania.
Weekend.
He's fighting Grayson Waller for Shawn Michaels.
Ugh. Yeah.
Oh, you're looking at it right there.
Right. Because a lot of people thought like, oh, is Shawn going to come out of retirement and fight Grayson Waller?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, no, he'll probably get someone. Yeah, and it looks like it's Gargano.
So there's his WrestleMania match.
It's funny because that's who, remember Grayson beat Johnny up when Johnny left.
Right. Yeah.
So
it kind of makes sense
it makes sense.
Remember that far back.
I mean, that's better than Shawn fighting Grayson Waller.
So they're doing it like in the middle of the day again, like the day of WrestleMania.
Yes.
Oh, they are.
Looks like it.
Okay.
April 1st.
Well, I'll still pass. Who's fighting Bron Breakker?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, probably Jinder Mahal.
Oh God.
Or no, I think it's his name?
Cameron Grimes?
No.
No, that already happened.
Who is the North American champion?
Carmelo
Hayes.
Carmelo Hayes.
It says as of this writing, that's the only match so far is Gargano Waller.
Yeah.
Whatever.
For that paper.
NXT still sucks.
Yeah. Okay.
Trivia time.
Okay, so let's do a woman.
Eric? Okay.
Let's do a woman.
That's how I do a woman.
And that's Yikes. It.
That poor woman.
And that's it. Then she leaves unsatisfied.
Who is the only woman in WWE who has competed for every single women's title in the entire brand? Every title in the WWE complete brand and universe.
Trish Stratus?
No. No.
Sasha.
Half the titles weren't even around.
Mickie James.
No.
Sasha.
No. Every title in the entire universe. NXT.
Yeah.
Go. Oh. NXT UK.
Oh, Rhea Ripley?
No. They're saying that she will as of WrestleMania, but hasn't yet. But I couldn't find a time where she competed for the NXT tag titles. I don't know if that's true. But this person has competed for the NXT tag titles, NXT title, NXT UK title, you know, has won a couple of main titles. Tag titles.
Mm-mm. No.
Come on. UK is probably a clue there. Because how many girls have fought in NXT UK for even just a
Tony Storm?
Nope. Any last guesses?
Mandy.
No.
Not a bad guess. I give up.
Think of someone with an accent. I think you'll realize it once I see the name. Yes.
Nikki Cross?
Yeah, only woman to compete for every one of the titles throughout her career. Okay, you didn't get that one.
Compete for the UK.
Let's do another one. She just had a one-off match for the titles at Worlds Collide, and obviously a one-off for the UK title as well.
Now we're counting house shows.
No. These are all televised matches. Worlds Collide.
Yeah.
All right, do another one, quick one, since you guys didn't get that one.
I got it.
After making his televised debut at the 99 Survivor Series, who competed in 46 of the next 47 pay-per-views? Kurt Angle.
That's correct.
I'm a bigger fan of Kurt Angle's. I mean, when you said debuted at Survivor Series 99, how did you not shout out Kurt?
But listen to that, though. 46 of the next 47 pay-per-views.
Right.
That's insane.
Yeah, he was a great wrestler. He rose to the top fast, and that's why he's always been my favorite.
Someone posted in the group, they're like, Cocaine Bear versus Perk Angle.
Oh, yeah. Perk Angle. Yeah, that's good stuff.
You know what? My name is Joe Pizzano, and I also love Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
Thank
you. More than Eric Hamilton.
More than Eric.
All right, fan questions.
Oh, boy.
Let's go.
Justin Stewart, Push Fireberry.
Oh.
Football questions.
Nope.
Duck questions.
Yes.
Push Fireberry questions.
All right. Push duck questions. Berry, push fire, berry questions, fire football questions.
I have a football question.
No.
Eric, the Jets are currently meeting with Aaron Rodgers as we speak. Is he going to be a New York Jet?
No.
No! You son of a bitch! What are you talking? Say.
What?
Is he going to be a New York Jet?
No.
You fucker.
What? What are you trying to do?
Yeah, what are you doing down there? What's happening?
What? Nothing. Don't worry about it. So, okay, I guess he's not.
Is he recording?
What do you mean?
I don't know. What are you doing down there?
No, I was looking for something. You motherfucker!
Oh, God.
No,
yeah, because we haven't said fuck 18 times already on the show.
I don't know. I was just looking for buttons.
By the way, you
could have done the voice
modulator.
Wait.
All right, wait. Do it one more time. Hold on. Eric, is Aaron Rodgers going to be a New York Jet?
You goddamn right.
No, do the other thing. Is he going to be a New York Jet?
No.
What?
God damn it.
Jesus Christ.
That was a lot of buildup for no payoff.
Yeah. Hey, Andrew, MJF has something to say about you thinking Rodgers will join the Jets.
You fucking Mark!
Thank you very much.
Jets Mark.
Yeah, he's going to retire way before he joins our team. That's why I want a car. We're not getting Lamar. Mike White it is. And that's fine. That's kind of who we wanted anyway.
All right, back to questions.
I have a dollar bet Aaron Rodgers is a Jet.
I don't want to bet against that.
Well, you should. Wouldn't you pay a dollar to get Aaron Rodgers on the Jets?
I've been a longer fan than you. I've been disappointed for more years than you've been alive, unfortunately. I would love... Yes, I would pay that. You know what? Fine. Do it.
All right.
A non-wrestling
It's official. Bet. Write it down.
We got it.
Uncle Saudi, what's with the Chris Lee Knows Dicks commercials? Wasn't he arrested? Is this a fever dream? Again, reality shows tape months and months ahead.
Yeah.
And it's one of their most popular shows. Right. So, of course, they're still going to fucking air it.
Right. I'm sure they filmed the season, you know, for extra money before going to jail.
Next season is Chris Lee Knows Dicks for real.
Yeah, right.
You know? I'm Ed. It's what I do. Not really a question, but since WWE is doing movie parodies, they should do Cocaine Flair.
Oh!
Wow.
Yes.
A crazed and shit-faced Flair comes across a stash of cocaine and then goes on a citywide rampage looking for women to ride Space Mountain. He's ultimately put down by Shawn Michaels, who points a rifle at him and says, I'm sorry, I love you.
That's amazing.
Pulls the trigger.
Yes, all of that. Yes to yes.
Holy shit.
Yes to all of it.
Yeah. PCJ, in a perfect world, imagine if you will. Mm. WrestleMania opens with a video package of Triple H giving Vince a pedigree on a stack of NDAs.
Oh, my God.
Hunter comes out on the stage and says, are you ready? He announces tonight's Mania will be X-rated, starting with a 6 women's bra and panties match between Damage Control, Becky, Lita, and Trish. Next, Hunter throws Omos into a shipping crate labeled TNA and announces Brock versus Stone Cold Steve Austin in a Texas death match. Yeah. Exactly how flooded will the stadium be with semen?
Well...
flooded.
I mean, just reading
We're
that.
Swimming.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
Said everyone in the stadium. Yeah.
There will be a river of frothy ejaculate.
Yes.
Wow.
Jesus.
Now
Christ.
I know what the villages of Pompeii felt like.
All right, the Dashing Dan. Joking aside, what are your feelings on Natalya, Dana Brooke, and Charlotte destroying their faces and bodies with awful plastic surgery? I mean, if you've listened to the podcast the last, you know, Eight years.
Yeah.
What happened?
I think it's really sad. It gives a bad example to young girls that might watch wrestling. The results are horrendous. I mean, yeah. This is what we say every time they show up with a new face.
Yeah. Well, what we say every time they show up with a new face is,
who are you?
Who are you?
Yeah.
Frank Dingaling, let's say Vince brings back Arn Anderson to manage Cody.
Oh, God.
Push Fire Barry, the type of gun he has.
Oh, boy.
A Glock.
Uh-huh.
Ruger. I don't know. Ruger?
I don't know guns either.
Or a shotgun. I don't really know guns, so.
The Glock, I guess?
I mean, the Glock, because that's from the promo, right?
Yeah.
Eric's our gun expert, Eric?
No.
The geriatric jackhammer.
Yeah.
How did we go from super hyped for Bray's return to Wyatt versus Lashley at WrestleMania? What happened to those big plans we heard about all those months
ago? We talked about it tonight. It's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Payspot Pete, when are you all going to talk about the greatest wrestler of all time? Sheamus. Hashtag sarcasm.
Right. Thank you.
There you go.
To all the random people in the universe that want to gobble his knob. Yeah.
Gobble his shillelagh.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
The Rizzler. I'm so confused. Lashley on the mic and is an exact replica of that scene in Rocky 2 when Rocky was trying to advertise Beast aftershave. Lashley is so obvious at reading the teleprompter. He makes Joe Biden look intelligent. Christ, why do they keep giving him the mic? Yeah, agreed. Yeah, he had a backstage promo on Raw, but it wasn't worth mentioning.
No. Never is.
S. Thorne, was Triple H's pitch to Lesnar 1 million in Lashley, 5 million in Bray, or 10 million in Omos? Maybe that was it.
What?
Rectum. Well, like, he'll get paid 10 million if he wrestles Omos.
Right.
Rectum says, fuck Omos.
Rectum.
In his rectum.
Killed him.
Yeah. Zach Wilson is garbage. Weekly non-football question that might or might not piss off Eric. Pushfire Barry, The Office, The Simpsons, and Seinfeld. Now, before you answer, we did a best TV show bracket on What's Wrong Wrestling's Patreon.
Don't be plugging other Patreons.
That's our because Patreon. It was kind of the New Days thing, right?
Yeah, it was.
That's why we did it.
So they're all on there.
They are.
So go watch that bracket.
Yeah, just watch that.
Zach Wilson is garbage. You can right now because you're a patron.
Right. And if you're not a patron, we'll join up and then watch that. And then you'll see.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Isaac Lingelbach.
Lingelberry.
I asked you guys to come to my Comic-Con. You asked for details. It's in Des Moines. I was in Des Moines, Iowa last year.
No.
It's very boring, so I'm sorry you live there.
Des Moines.
The event is lazily called Des Moines Con. It's such a shitty name.
Wow.
It's like Houston Con.
First weekend of June. A couple things that are there that might interest you is a couple of original Power Rangers will be there. Also, X-Pac. Sorry, Eric.
I'm out.
And as for Eric's wishes, I simply cannot pay for your whole stay, but can gladly buy a dinner if you guys desire. There you go.
We can go to Des Moines to get dinner.
Des Moines. Yeah. Con.
Sorry, Xbox there.
Oof. Yeah.
No interest.
That's a no, I guess.
It's a hard pass.
Andy Nance, assuming it's Triple H in the commentator's ear, is he ever going to tell Kevin Patrick to stop saying wrestlers hit the dick? Wrestlers hitting the deck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Torty tree.
He got turd place.
Torty tree.
The two turds of damage control.
It's really not nice.
Now it's Bailey on the dick. Kimbo, who do you think will speak first, Dexter Lumis or Solo?
Solo.
Solo.
I mean, Solo has spoken. When he was fighting Sammy, he was yelling shit.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Ramos, are we going to have Cody demand KO and Sammy hug it out, complete with a hug chant? I mean, that'd be a lame way to do it. Yeah. I'd rather just see, you know, a save situation happen.
Right.
Fossey 32, how about a bracket for things you could do while Roman is making his entrance? I unstacked the dishwasher, put dishes away, and restacked it before he started talking.
Put it together.
That is one thing.
Yeah.
Todd Fricker, Pushfire Barry, Damian Priest, Bobby Lashley, and Rick Boogs. Ugh.
Fire Priest.
Oh, yeah.
Fire Lashley. Fire Boogs.
Fire Boogs. That's
well,
correct.
Barry, well, look, we'll if Barry you can push Boogs if you do what I said earlier, give him like a Rick Rude gimmick.
Hey, guys, where's Nakamura?
Who?
Who?
Where the fuck is Shinsuke Nakamura?
What?
What?
Shinsuke?
Say, use your real words.
Oh, Sean K? Who's that? Eric?
Use Andy? Your real words.
Remember what? Rick Boogs would introduce him? Shinsuke Nakamura. Yeah! Nakamura, you know, the guy that has one of the best WrestleMania entrances of all time.
I still got nothing.
He won the Royal Rumble of 2018.
Reach.
I was there and I don't even remember that.
Fuck. What the fuck, man?
I know. Wow.
Yeah. That NXT was fucking awesome.
What the fuck?
They're like, yeah, you can go wrestle in Japan for one match.
We saw
Rude. And
then
not be on TV for a year.
Yeah, that was awesome. San Antonio.
And Rude's entrance was fucking amazing. And yeah, his entrance was great.
Yeah.
Yay.
The old Kanye, Pushfire Barry commentary duos, and they're not good.
Oh,
boy. Okay.
Kevin Patrick and Tony Schiavone.
Oh, fuck.
Hold on, hold on. Let's put him in, and we're stuck with the last one. Kevin Patrick and Tony Schiavone. Let's bury that. I just have a feeling there's going to be worse. Go ahead.
Corey Graves and Excalibur.
Oh, I think I'm pushing that just because Corey's there.
Right.
And then firing.
Firing a reunited Michael Cole and Taz.
Yeah, I'm going
to fire that.
We nailed it. Boom.
Yes. High we five. Won. We won questions.
Yeah. Does that mean we don't have to do anymore?
Redshirt guy, you should do Survivor Series 1990 as a Patreon episode. There's the gobbledygooker. I believe we have a button for that, and it's probably the only occasion you can hit
Who Are You?
For The Undertaker for his debut as the mystery partner.
Wow. That's true.
All right.
Just for that button, we'll do it.
And Brother Love introduces The Undertaker?
Yeah. Who are you?
Who's this bum who's probably going to be gone from the company in 2 months?
Kane, The Undertaker. Yeah. As the announcer's going out with the script, he goes, give me that. And just takes Kane and just, no, I don't want that. Okay, go.
That's probably exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Drove Doshi, or they forgot to say it, and he's like, you idiot!
Yeah.
You're going to see shut that's tremendous!
Yeah. Right, you idiot. That's great.
Drove Doshi, question for Andrew, Selena or Zelina? Meaning ooh. Anne Hathaway or Zelina Vega.
Oh. Oh, that's hard.
Not really.
Yeah,
so,
hard.
So is my dick. I love Anne Hathaway.
Zelina Vega for sure.
Yeah. Anne Hathaway for me.
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway's fine, but she's not super hot in my opinion.
I mean, what about in that costume? What if she was wearing the costume?
It's still, you know, the juices.
Okay, so Anne Hathaway as Catwoman?
Yes.
Or Zelina Vega as the wrestler Zelina Vega?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll go Zelina Vega.
All right. Okay.
Dylan, Pushfire Barry, what's wrong with wrestling Dark Side of the Ring stories?
Oh, shit.
Pushfire Barry?
Number one, the Shawn Michaels hair pull incident.
Let's bury that.
We're pushing that.
Okay, we're pushing that.
Hate for Hogan, a Slamilton documentary.
Oh, let's fire that.
Hating Hogan, a Slamilton documentary. Or the tragic career of Joshua Reese, narrated by Nia Jax.
Push
that.
Yes,
push.
Yes,
push.
Yes,
push.
Yes.
Push. Wow.
I love the fans that haven't signed up for Patreon. No fucking clue who Josh Reese is.
Right.
But we do the AEW recaps together.
Yeah.
There's been times where like people have joined. They're like, "Who the fuck is Josh?
Who is this Josh guy?"
Think of a
and
man.
And then when they find out, they go, "Oh, I get
it." Right.
And then all of a sudden, you're a part of it.
That like they listen to older episodes and they find out he didn't have sex for 7 years. They're like, "Yeah, no, I see it.
I see it now. I've seen it."
Donald Alexander, I see all of it.
Yeah.
Donald Alexander, Pushfire Barry, Charlotte Flair gets another boob job. Dana Brooke gets another facelift.
Or Shawn Michaels finally gets eye surgery.
We'll push that.
Yeah, he obviously.
Yeah.
You don't want him to know.
Bury the boob job, fire the face.
Yeah.
Sure.
Jason Claver, AEW now or WCW in 2000?
Is that the bad year?
Vince Russo or Tony Khan, Battle of the Creative Geniuses? I mean, that was, you know, that was, yeah, like WCW was bought in March of 2001. So
that's when Vince Russo was a writer.
Yeah.
Kayfabe.
Yes.
I'm a writer for the show and got involved in matches. Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I mean, I would say
Bischoff was gone by then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, that's when you had champs like Booker T and Scott Steiner.
Sure,
and Jeff
there was
Jarrett.
Some good stuff. Yeah, I get it.
I don't know. I didn't really watch WCW 2000. I never really watched WCW, period. You know what I would watch? I would watch the NWO's entrance because it was the coolest thing in wrestling. Just Hogan coming out. Strumming the belt. Sometimes Dennis Rodman's with him.
Yeah.
And then they get in the ring, and then I would flick back to Raw because the entrance alone was just amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a tough one, but I'm loving MJF. It's the only good thing, but yeah. Chef Kane, if you weren't going to WrestleMania, what would be on the menu? Question for Eric, obviously.
Oh, man. Yeah. Last time we watched Mania here, we did steaks.
Steak Mania. That's
right.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
I don't know.
Hollywood.
I don't even want to know because I'll just make sure Eric can't leave now.
You're not even going to be in town.
Right.
Schmuck.
Well, I'll be back here Sunday, or I'll be in Los Angeles Sunday. I don't know. Mitchell, bracket suggestion, best Raw after Mania.
Oh.
That could be good.
That could be a good one for this month.
Well, hold on.
No, I think we should wait till after Mania, just in case that Raw...
In case we want to add it to the bracket.
...wants to hit the bracket.
Right.
You never know.
Like the cut of your
That'd dip. Be a lot of research, Andrew.
It would.
It'd That's be a lot why of I said, that dog has... I mean, Eric, you could put it together. Just have all the moments listed for each fucking show.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. That dog has a, work. That dog has a Buffy tail. Does this Omach match confirm that Lesnar's on a Legends contract? Seems like he's technically been on one since he beat Cena for the title. Well, it's a Brock Lesnar contract is what
yeah,
it is.
That's what that's all it is.
That's all it is. Anyways, that's all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt like this one. Kick
or
out.
Spear, this
pin,
one.
Repeat.
Not or who that are you? One.
Yeah. I mean, at least, you know, me and Eric wear the podcast shirts to the show, right?
At least some of us do.
The one time I don't, you assholes.
Yeah, sure, Who's, whatever.
What is he wearing? What has he got on?
Dad, this is from my daughter. Dad, the realtor, the myth, the
there
legend.
There you go. Yeah.
Wow. That's
you fucking Mark.
You fucking
I'm my own
realtor Mark.
Yeah.
And of course, become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
You really should.
Go do it right now.
Just right now. Pause.
I'm waiting for
Do it.
I'm waiting for it.
Come back.
Hold it.
Give it to me.
Waiting it.
Give me what I want.
Look, if you're egotistical and you want to hear your name read on the show, then do it.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.